Welcome to Guided Yoga, focusing on balance. For these exercises, you will want to have a comfortable surface to stand on, to sit, and to lie down. You will want a pillow or a rolled-up towel to support your back or knee. You will also want a chair or be near a wall to assist you in balance if you should need it. When you've gathered these things around you and settled yourself, we will do yoga poses together for about 45 minutes. Coming now to a standing position with your feet firmly on the floor, imagine there is a gentle lengthening happening, starting at the feet and coming up through the body, the legs, the hips, the spine, the shoulders, the neck, and through to the top of the head, almost as if you are creating spaces between the bones. The knees are slightly bent, creating a sense of flexibility. The hands are relaxing. The arms are gently placed along the side of the body. Taking a moment now, notice how you feel in this position, noticing the weight of the body on the feet. If you could draw a triangle on the bottom of your feet, from the heels to the base of the big toe, to the base of the pinky toe, and back to the heel, you might notice where your weight is naturally balanced on the feet. And taking a moment now to make some slight adjustments if necessary until there's equal weight on both feet and noticing what that feels like. Now, on an inhale, lifting both arms out to the side and overhead. Palms are facing forward, and there is a sense of rising out of the hips through the rib cage. Shoulders are down, and the neck is long, and the head is gently balancing on the spine. The eyes are gazing forward. Feel the legs connecting to and pushing into the ground, and the torso and arms rising up. On an in-breath now, bringing the arms back down to the sides of the body and returning to mountain pose. Now, on an in-breath, raise the arms out to the side, parallel to the body. Feel as if you are trying to touch the wall on either side of the room. Point the fingers up and work to bring the fingertips toward the body. From this place, imagine you are turning a giant doorknob. Turning the hand forward and backward, allowing the forearm and the upper arm to engage. And just imagine that you are turning this giant doorknob back and forth. The whole arm is involved in this stretch. And now, lowering the arms and noticing the sensations of the arms from having done this movement. Noticing the warmth, any sensations of fatigue or tingling. And now, raising the arms alongside the body to 90 degrees and bending at the wrists. This time the fingertips are pointing toward the floor and the back of the wrist is getting the stretch. From this place, imagine you are making a circle with the fingertips in the air, similar to the movement of the doorknob, making rotations back and forth with the arms. And now, relaxing and returning the arms down to mountain pose. on an inhalation, raising the right arm alongside the body and up overhead, reaching up as if trying to touch something just out of reach overhead. You might increase the weight on the right foot to support reaching a bit further. If it feels right, you might raise the left heel and continue reaching, getting the maximum stretch that seems the right amount for you. Feeling the rib cage opening and the body stretching. And then lowering the left heel and the right arm coming down alongside the body until it is relaxed. And then on an inhalation, raising the left arm all the way up towards the ceiling and reaching as though you were just trying to grab something out of reach. Perhaps you can feel the whole left side of the body stretching now. You might be increasing the weight on the left foot and lifting the right heel slightly off the floor. Feeling the full measure of the lengthening. Of course, always honoring your limits wherever they might be, but giving your body the chance to really open. On an exhale, bringing the right heel down, the left arm down alongside the body, and coming back to rest in mountain pose, and noticing what that feels like. And now, raising the arms out to the sides and up overhead until the palms are facing one another. From this point, letting the arms and the body lean toward the left. Perhaps imagine lifting the ribs off the waist, the shoulders off the ribs, and feeling a lengthening on the right side of the body. And now, returning to center on an inhale. And then, when you're ready, on an exhale, bending toward the right side, feeling a stretch along the left side of the body. Again, imagining a lengthening of the ribs off the waist, the shoulders off the ribs, and feeling a lengthening of the entire left side of the body, from fingertips right on down to the feet. When you are ready, on an inhale, coming back up to a standing position, turning the palms to the outside, and bringing the arms back down, resting gently next to the body. Next, we are going to do some shoulder rolls, bringing the shoulders forward, up, back, and down. Moving with your own breath cycle, so that each rotation takes up a whole breath cycle. So forward, up on an inhalation, back and down on an exhalation. And continue on your own speed now. When you've finished your next rotation, reversing so that now the rotation is the shoulders are going back, up on an inhalation, forward, and down on an exhalation. Continue now working with your own breath cycle. When you finish your next rotation, letting the arms come once again to rest at your sides in the mountain pose. You might notice your breathing right at the moment. Taking this opportunity to check in with yourself. And now we're going to do some neck rolls. Remember to honor your own body, your own limits, and being particularly careful when moving the neck to the back. So then, bringing your head forward toward the chest so that the chin moves toward the chest. And noticing here the stretch in the back of the neck when you do so. Really giving yourself some time to allow the stretch to lengthen the back of the neck. And then rolling the head over to the right side with the ear toward the right shoulder. And allowing the shoulder to drop. And the neck to stretch and lengthen. Now you might want to take two fingers of the left hand and place them right in the middle of the neck, and then rolling the head gently back so that the head goes above the two fingers to ensure that you're not rolling back too far and maintaining a sense of length back there. And now releasing the hand and allowing the head to come to the left shoulder with the ear toward the shoulder. And again, feeling that stretch, allowing the shoulder to drop down. And then coming forward again with the chin toward the chest. And then again, working with your own breath, continuing for two more cycles. And when you have completed this, coming back to rest in mountain pose for a moment. And then letting your head come forward once again, chin toward the chest. And this time rolling to the left, moving the ear toward the left shoulder. Feeling the stretch. And then going back, again maintaining length in the back of the neck using the fingers if you need to. And moving to ear to the right shoulder. pausing there for the stretch, and then coming forward, chin down toward the chest again. And if it feels right to you, you might want to make two more rotations, again working with your breath. And then on the last rotation, coming to the chin to the chest, and then gently bringing the head and neck back up to an upright position and standing once again in mountain pose. We are now going to move into some balancing poses. You might want to have a chair available or stand near a wall to help you balance as needed. It might be helpful to find a focal point on the floor or on the wall, and then shifting your weight to the right foot and gradually lifting the weight off the left foot, and then on an inhalation, bringing the left leg up to the same plane as the body as you raise the arms out to the side, maintaining a sense of length in the body as the leg and the arms stretch out to the side. You might notice a slight pulling up in the hip joint, and you might notice the breathing, and experiment a bit with this stretch. See if you can raise the leg a little higher, and noticing your own body and its limits. Here again, you can use both hands as balance, extending out, or you can use the right hand on a chair or on the wall for balance. And then on an exhale, when you are ready, bring the left leg down and the arms down, and shifting the weight onto the left side. If you need to, you can turn around so that the left hand will have support. The weight is on the left foot. The right leg is lifting up on the same plane as the body. You are raising the arms, and the leg is lifting off the floor. The upper body is relatively upright. And explore now what this feels like. Is it the same or different from the other side? What does it feel like to raise the leg a bit higher? And then when ready, on an exhale, lowering the right leg and lowering both arms and coming back down to rest in mountain pose. You might take a moment here to notice any sensations in the hips. And coming back to the breath. And coming back to that sense of balance, using both feet, both legs, both hips. And now, we're going to be doing some spinal twists. Again, this is a place to honor your body, paying attention to your limits and exploring them very gently. So then, starting from the ankles, turning from the lower part of the body to the right. Take all the time you need. The feet stay straight ahead and rooted in the earth. So turning toward the right, starting with a turning at the ankles, lower legs, thighs, hips, all turning toward the right. Turning the torso, the shoulders, the neck, the head, and the eyes being the very last to gaze out in the right direction. And feel that sense of twisting coming all the way from the heel all the way up through the head. And now, coming back, bringing the eyes first, then the head, then the neck, the shoulders, the ribs, the waist, the hips, the thighs, the knees, the lower legs, and the ankles, all coming back to face forward in mountain pose. And now, once again, starting from the ankles, turning to the left, starting with the lower part of the body. Feet stay straight, turning from the ankles, the legs, knees, upper legs, hips, torso, shoulders, neck, head, and the very last, the eyes, and gaze off on the left side. Again, working with your boundaries and feeling a little extra stretch if it feels natural and the right thing to do. And then, when ready, coming back, turning the eyes first, then the head, shoulders, chest, hips, legs, coming back to rest in mountain pose. And now, sensing the energy down in your feet, grounding you to the floor, slowly bending forward from the hips, letting your arms hang down, making sure that the back does not round, but that the body bends where the joint is at the hips. Working here with your own flexibility and bending only as it is most comfortable for you. The hands may be down toward the floor, or the hands may be on the shins or the knees. Whatever your level of flexibility is the right one. The knees are slightly bent to take the pressure off of the back. Notice here any sensations from reversing gravity in the head and the upper body. And now, when you are ready, coming out until the body reaches a 90-degree angle. The upper body is parallel to the floor. The hands are on the knees. Take a couple of breaths here, noticing the body angle. Notice how the body is balanced. Now, taking the right arm and extending it alongside of the ear till the fingers are pointing forward. Stretching the right side long so that the right fingers are stretched forward and the right hip is stretching in the opposite direction. And just noticing the sensations in the body as you do this. Again, working with your own boundaries, you may notice what it feels like to do a little extra stretch. And then when you're ready, lowering the right arm and placing the right hand back on the right knee. And then, on an inhalation, raising the left arm until it is along the left ear and stretching the left side of the body so that the left hip is moving away from you to the back and the left fingertips are moving forward toward the front. And again, seeing if there's a little extra stretch in there that you can achieve. When you are ready, lowering the arm on an exhalation and coming back down, returning the hand to the left knee. Coming up from this pose on an inhale and moving from the hip joints, slowly bring the body to a standing position once again in mountain pose. And now, making sure your feet are shoulder-width apart, we are moving into chair pose. Bending the knees, balancing the knees over the toes. Bringing the arms up to a 90-degree angle. If it feels good to you, you might also bring the arms alongside the ears so that the fingertips are pointing toward where the wall and the ceiling meet. Either position works fine. The upper body is slightly forward. The knees are bent, and your body shape is as if you are sitting in a chair. If it feels right, seeing if it's possible to sit a little bit lower, and noticing the sensations in your thighs, calves, feet, and back. When you are ready, on an inhalation, coming up to a standing position and lowering the arms alongside the body. Coming again to rest in mountain pose and noticing your breath. Perhaps also noticing the heartbeat. And noticing any sensations in the body from having done the poses so far. The next pose is the tree pose. This is a balancing pose, so you might want to have a chair or be near a wall. Shifting the weight to the right leg, and then lifting the left leg, bending the knee, and placing the bottom sole of the foot on the inside of the right leg. Wherever you find it most comfortable, this may be the shin, just below or above the knee, or on the inner thigh. It may be helpful to find a focal point on the wall. It may also be helpful to provide some resistance by both pushing the left foot against the thigh and the thigh against the left foot. When you're ready, inhaling and raising the arms to the side and balancing using whatever balancing aids seem appropriate to you. And now, if it feels right, raising the arms up alongside the ears so that the palms are facing each other. And lengthening in the standing leg, rising up to the sun and down to the earth as a tree might. On an exhale, lowering the arms, using the left hand to release the left leg, and coming back to rest in mountain pose. And now, shifting the weight to the left leg, lifting the right leg, bending at the right knee, and placing the bottom sole of the foot on the left leg wherever you find it most comfortable. Again, this may be the shin, just below or above the knee, or on the inner thigh. And finding a focal point on the wall or on the floor. On an inhalation, raising the arms to the side first and getting a balance, or holding the chair or the wall. When ready, you might raise the arms up alongside the ears so that the palms are facing each other. Lengthening a little in the standing leg and rising up in the torso and down in the legs. And on an exhale, lowering the arms, using the right hand to release the right leg, and coming back to rest in mountain pose. And now, coming down to a seated position on the floor. We will take the position called the cobbler pose. So bringing the feet together in the center of the body so that the soles of the feet are touching, perhaps adjusting the buttocks so that you're sitting a little forward on your sits bones. The hands can be holding the ankles or the shins, and leaning slightly forward with the upper body. The upper arms or elbows are touching along the inner thighs, and the thighs, if it feels right, are pushing gently against the arms. Again, working very carefully at your own limits here. It may be simply that you maintain a balance and feel a lengthening along the upper body. And now, if you are using resistance, letting go for a moment and then repeating the stretch one more time. being aware of your boundaries, pushing up but not beyond them, and noticing what is possible for your body. And then releasing your hands and stretching the left leg along the floor and letting the right sole come in contact with the right upper thigh. Here you might want to have a pillow to support the knee near the floor, adjusting so that you are sitting a little forward on your sits bones. And on an inhalation, raising the arms forward along the ears and lengthening. And then turning from the waist toward the extended left leg and bending from the hips toward the left leg. Here we want to maintain length in the spine and holding this for a breath or two. The toes are pulling back toward the body. You may feel a stretch along the back of the leg. On an exhalation, lowering the body towards the left leg and allowing the upper body to drape toward the leg as much as it is comfortable for you. When you are ready, bringing the arms alongside the ears and lifting up on an inhalation, and then releasing the right leg, straightening it down and bending the left leg so that the sole comes in contact with the inner thigh of the right leg. Again, you may want to support the knee with a cushion if that feels more comfortable. On an inhalation, raising the arms forward alongside the ears and lengthening. And then turning from the waist to the extended right leg and bending forward from the hips. Here again, maintain the length in the spine, holding this pose for a breath or two. The toes are pulling back toward the body. You may feel a stretch along the back of the leg. Exhalation, lowering the arms and letting the spine drape toward the right leg. And when you are ready, turning the body back up on an inhale and coming to a sitting position. And now, bringing the arms back down alongside the body, stretching the left leg out long, and beginning the transition to the corpse position. This is the time to rest. You might want to put a pillow under your knees or your head if that feels more comfortable. If you have a blanket, you may want to pull a blanket across the body. See if you can feel the body being supported by the floor. And notice the effect on your body of having done these poses. Noticing now any sensations that are present in the body. Noticing your breath in the belly. And and being aware of just whatever is true for you right in this moment. You may want to thank yourself for taking the time to care for your body in this way. You may want to notice how doing this practice affects you in the next hours or in the next days. If you find you are excessively sore from doing these poses, you might want to hold the poses for a shorter time or bend into them more gently. If you find these poses are easy for you, you may want to move into the poses more deeply. Whatever you choose to do, setting a strong intention to care for yourself in your practice and in your life. Take as much time as you need to rest after doing these yoga poses. And take time to notice the benefit it brings into your life. This concludes standing yoga poses.